This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. For a long time, archaeologists have dug for the shiny stuff, the sorts of artifacts that belong in museums.
They like pots, they like jewelry and gold and stuff like that.
Piers Mitchell, a biological anthropologist at the University of Cambridge. Mitchell spends his time looking for something decidedly different from such handmade relics. The thing he seeks?
A preserved piece of human feces.
Coprolites, as they're called, are dried or mineralized pieces of poop. And Mitchell and his team found some prime specimens in a trash heap at the ancient settlement of Çatalhöyük. That's in modern-day Turkey, and dates from 6,000 to 7,000 BC. Mitchell's team ground up the poop samples with a mortar and pestle, then dissolved them, and used micro-sieves to filter out particles of various sizes. The presence of certain molecules tipped them off that it was indeed human poop. And in two of the samples, they found the intact eggs of whipworm, an intestinal parasite that's far more likely to flourish in settlements than among people who poop and then move along down the road to a new location. The discovery thus gives us a glimpse of how human health may have changed as hunter-gatherers started to adopt a stationary agricultural lifestyle.
It's only by looking at these earliest villages, these earliest towns that were set up in the Middle East that we can really start to understand how when humans change their lifestyle to a different way of getting food, how it can increase or decrease their risk of different kinds of diseases.
The results are in the journal Antiquity. And the findings prove that ancient poop is flush with details about ancient civilizations. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.